Starting tomorrow, Air France will begin using the world's largest passenger plane for a very short hop. That would be the double-decker A380 for the flight between Paris and London. Critics say it doesn't make economic or environmental sense, but that hasn't slowed ticket sales, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The idea of using the world's largest and most luxurious passenger plane for the 25-minute flight across the English Channel sounds a little strange at first, but in fact, there is a strategy behind it. Air France has three jumbo A380s which service Johannesburg and New York daily. Usually, the Joburg flight arrives in Paris at 6 in the morning and doesn't fly back to South Africa again until nearly midnight. That's a lot of time to sit on the tarmac, says Air France official Henri Urquade.
For us, it's a great opportunity to use this plane during the day on one of the busiest routes in Europe between Paris and London during the summer period where we have a very high demand.
So from now through the end of August, passengers can pay less than $100 for a round-trip fare between the two capitals. That's good for budget tourists and aviation enthusiasts eager to try out the new A380, which seats more than 500 passengers. Air France sold an unheard-of 6,000 tickets during the first 6 days of sales, says Urquade. To answer environmental critics, Air France says the aircraft will consume no more fuel than the standard A320s that usually fly the route, but it will emit more CO2 than the Eurostar train. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.